Yeah, bitch.
You're listening to Cumtown.
Cumtown USA.
The official podcast of the Cum Boys East Coast chapter.
That's right, bitch.
There's a West Coast, I wouldn't even call it a chapter, but I don't know if you saw
a rogue organization.
A rogue organization that stole our fucking name. it's mostly just Brandon Wardell.
Brandon Wardell. Who else?
Was it Hampton? Hampton was in there too. And then some other fucking clown.
A Vine guy, I believe.
Yeah, some Vine guy who's never come in his life.
I bet he came.
He's never done a single cum.
I love to cum, personally.
I do, too. That's why we're the Cum Boys. New York originals, baby.
Only in New York, baby.
And this is the most highly anticipated podcast. And people have been demanding it. I don't know about you, but on my DMs, I've got people every single day hitting me up saying, when are you going to make a podcast?
Yeah, me too.
I am Mall Dog Nick Mullen, the most popular man on Twitter.
Twitter's suppressing you, or else you'd have way more followers.
Yeah, dude. They have to delete 10,000 followers of mine a day.
Because the bandwidth. They don't have enough bandwidth for it.
Yeah, it's the bandwidth.
That's a big issue.
My guest is Stavros Halkias.
How we doing?
Another Cumboy original.
Absolutely, bitch.
Yeah. And I don't know, have we decided whether you're going to be a regular?
I'm down. I'm down to fuck.
Yeah, so then we're both hosting the podcast.
you just listen to it organically.
Yeah.
Dude, this will go down in history when we've done 7 of these and decide to quit.
Yeah.
At the Wikipedia page.
Well, yeah, I feel like at that point I'll feel good about the purchase of all this equipment.
When you can't pay rent.
Yeah, when I can't pay rent and I still have $500 worth of podcasting equipment that I paid for over the course of a year.
We're building a green room too,
Yeah, we got a green. We got a studio. It's called the Anthony Cumia Studio 2. And it's in Uptown.
Uptown,
not Midtown, baby. It's Upper West Side.
That's where the shit is. We're in a fucking optometrist's office.
Yeah.
In the back.
No offense to the Anthony Cumia Studio. They're great guys.
Absolutely
over
not.
There. They got a lot of great content. The Gavin McInnes Show. The other racist. There's another show that's just racist.
I love how we already recorded one of these, by the way, and then we just didn't put it out because we shit on too many people. But here we are, baby.
Yeah.
Three minutes in.
This is take two, guys. We had to delete the first one because, it was kind of counterproductive. a lot of shit talking, but that's what, you know, I don't feel, is there a shit talking podcast? Is there?
Nah, dude.
Burning the Bridges.
That's
with
good.
Mark Maron.
We should do Burning the Bridges and it's just you saying everything you believe and think and me just like trying to distance myself from it as much as possible.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't know. He seems kind of nice, Nick.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say I have shitty beliefs. It's just, there's so much I feel like I just can't say.
Sure.
That as soon as I get behind closed doors, you know, it's like
the N-word.
Right, exactly. It's almost like everything now is the N-word, where I don't, you know, if you just want to say it in the bathroom because you can't. It's the N-word and a lot of opinions. It's like
this
when
is so good.
Yeah,
keep
when
going.
Like you have like an itch in your asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And you're done and you just have to run into Starbucks and just say the N-word in the bathroom real quick.
That happens. How many times a day do you think that happens to you?
Every time I pass a Starbucks.
Now, is a black barista working at the Starbucks?
Every Starbucks in Manhattan. That's why I'm not allowed in the bathroom, folks.
There he is. Uh-oh. Transition time.
How do you feel about trans bathroom stuff?
I don't fuck. Come on, man. I'm all pro whatever trans people want to do.
Right. That's how I feel.
Get
anybody use any bathroom.
Yeah, although I will say at my office there's like a communal bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and I just saw a woman washing her hands while I was about to go take a heinous shit, and it took me a couple extra beats.
Well, that's because you're a pussy, dude.
That's true.
If you weren't a pussy, you would just shit right there in the sink next to her. Because
no,
that's
right.
What she asked for. She wanted gender equality. She got it.
That's
now
true.
She's going to have to deal with that, with the reality of a man's body.
That's exactly
releasing a man-sized turd into a wash basin.
I think you're right. You're right. I'm a pussy and I'm gay, and I don't like to fuck. Psych.
Yeah. Oh, you got me, dude.
Got it for a sec.
That's classic joke structure, guys.
Yeah, guys.
If you don't know, we're both professional comedians.
Both professional stand-up comedians. Mullen.
You call that a derailment joke.
Mullen lives in a Chinese family's extra closet, and I live in an 8x8 windowless room in Astoria, so we're both doing good as fuck.
We're doing great. Well, I mean, to live with a Chinese family is, like, shitty, but I'll keep in mind I live in Manhattan.
That's true, that's true. So I'm sorry.
Basically, Gordon Gekko over here, folks. It's Chinatown. I call it the financial district.
That's right, just because you have no understanding of geography.
Yeah. It's the Chinese financial district. They do Chinese finance.
They absolutely do.
Playing fucking mahjong behind a laundromat.
Betting live roosters on it.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, they all wear fishing vests and wear aviator sunglasses and play mahjong. And then I think that's a gang. I think that's what a Chinese gang is.
Totally. They have enforcers.
Yeah.
Small Chinese women.
Is that who?
I think so. I think.
What, do they kill people with those rat dumplings that they sell? Those poisoned rat dumplings?
Doug, those are delicious.
There was a story. Did you see that last year? There was there's a dumpling place called Prosperity Dumpling.
Right?
And they sell dumplings for like a dollar. And
yeah, it's literally six dumplings for a dollar.
Yeah. And there was a news story where they showed somebody got a picture of the kitchen, which is just the alley behind Prosperity Dumpling. And they're making the dumplings like next to the trash. And there was like a rat on the table where they're making the dumplings. And people are like, I can't believe this. And it's like, yeah, I can.
Totally can.
What? Why did you think the dumplings were so cheap?
Yeah, exactly. It's meat. It's like pieces of meat for a dollar. For six, it's unbelievable. It shouldn't be allowed. But I go. I mean, I still go. I was bummed when it closed down, even though I knew it was gross.
My spot is on Moscow, in between Mott and Mulberry. There's a dumpling place, and I don't even know if it has a name. And the woman that works there is just like a pirate. She's like a Chinese pirate.
Eye patch?
No, she's just got like a pirate vibe, you know.
Oh, she's more spiritually a pirate
than
anything.
She's got like the pirate vibes.
Mm-hmm.
A pirate aura to her. But that place is good. That one's one for five.
Bitch. I would love to fucking have some dumpling, but my whole stomach's been fucked up. I don't know what it is. I did a bunch of drugs. And I did a bunch of, and I ate like a complete piece of shit. I've been trying to slim down for our listeners at home. I'm a plus size gentleman. And I went on a damn bender, my dude. And now I just fucking, my whole stomach's fucked up. I've been eating rice. I ate a bunch of plums to try and shit because I couldn't shit. And it just backfired and I had a terrible stomach ache and... So now I would kill to be able to digest a fucking Chinese dumpling, but it's gone. The iron stomach's gone.
When was the last time you shit?
I've been shitting pretty nicely the last couple days, but it was a couple days.
What's the problem?
There was a couple days of couldn't shit, and then now my stomach just hurts and I can't like digest anything.
I went on a road trip one time, and for the road trip, what I brought to eat was, or what I bought, was like a bushel of apples and an entire summer sausage. And it was the day where like I wasn't driving, so I was like, I guess I'll eat my lunch, which was all 10 apples and the summer sausage. And like those are on opposite ends of the spectrum of
Absolutely.
Like being able to shit versus like having to shit real bad.
Absolutely.
And that was, I think, the most dramatic session in the bathroom I've ever had in my life.
Was it just, yeah, because the apples are full of damn fiber, and then the sausage just fatty as hell.
Yeah, it's,
Where'd you shit? Where did you shit that out?
We were staying with somebody's friends, so I woke up in the morning. I woke up at, like, I had, like, an alarm clock in my small intestine. It just went off at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I went in the bathroom. I know people always like to exaggerate. They like to exaggerate how long they fucked and how long they shit.
Do people exaggerate how long they fucking? I feel like that's a college thing.
Nah, I mean people still do.
I barely fuck.
Like, yeah, right. I fuck. It's like.
What do you think you fuck for total? 9 minutes,
like
that's penetration.
Like, that's long.
Yeah.
9 minutes is nine minutes is like, yeah, I did a good job. You can't bitch about, you know, anything shorter than 9 minutes. But yeah, I mean at most like 25 minutes.
You mean the whole total, or do you mean actual penetration 25?
Yeah, actual penetration 25.
Okay.
Yeah. At most. At most. Yeah, that's like when, a lot.
That's like a banner day.
Yeah.
See, I've got a fucked up dick. My foreskin doesn't go all the way back. And sometimes it hurts when I fuck. So sometimes I have to like...
It doesn't go all the way back?
It's supposed to go all the way back. It stops at the head. It looks like a turtleneck.
So you should have been... You should have been circumcised.
I should have been circumcised. And actually, a doctor tried to circumcise me, but I just have too much pride. Too much ethnic pride.
What do you mean a doctor tried?
He held me down and he took a fucking...
Just a doctor on the subway?
Yeah, when I say doctor, it was a guy I met.
A guy
off Scruff.
Yeah, a salesman for the Leatherman Company.
Yeah. It was a guy selling fucking... What are those called? Cutco. What was Cutco's competitor?
Wasn't I don't know. I didn't know they had a competitor.
Yeah, wasn't there another one? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, but anyway, he was the one who tried to circumcise me. No, some doctor was like, you should just get circumcised. Your dick doesn't work. Paraphrasing. And I just couldn't do it, though, dude. I don't want to change my hog up at this age.
Yeah, I mean, I would absolutely not get circumcised if I was, like, almost 30 years old.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
And I still had been circumcised.
It'd be weird to just start having a cut dick.
Yeah.
I feel like it gives me an optical illusion.
Well,
that's
why they do it to babies, because they're like, we need to have this done, like, before the child can remember anything.
Right.
Because this is, like, such a traumatic...
Yeah.
They don't knock you out for it.
No.
There's just local anesthetic.
And you can't fuck for or beat off for like a long time.
How long?
I looked into it. I think it was like, because I was considering it at the time I had a girlfriend and she was going to Europe. And I was like, you know, maybe I just time it to when she's away and I'm not going to fuck anyway. I think it's like at least 30 days though.
That's so funny. You get the circumcision and then she's like, it's okay that you can't fuck or whatever. And she goes on her trip to Europe and then she just fucks all the uncircumcised guys.
She's just getting double teamed.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah, it's her farewell tour.
Like, I can't deal with your turtle necklace penis anymore. It's not good enough for me. I got so used to that uncut dick.
What? And I'm like, what? You know, because I didn't know she was fucking.
She's just sucking turtleneck dick on a gondola for 6 months.
Wait, 6 months?
While someone paints her picture. What do European guys do? They fuck women with like songs and paintings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and especially if you're like a... If you live or work on like a fucking vacation spot, it's so easy to fuck women who are just like, I'm trying to make a terrible decision. Yeah. My cousin, he's fucking, how old is he? How old is he now? I'm 27. He's 4 years older than me. He's 31 years old. And since he was like 18. Oh, damn. Did that get picked up?
Yeah, no,
that
my
was
dick
him.
Just got hard. And that's what it sounds like.
Every time. Ow, my eye.
I have my Harley Davidson. Yeah, we should probably close that
theater
door.
Theater of the mind. Yeah. but yeah, my cousin is a fucking... He's a 30-year-old man who, still because of Greece, how fucked up the economy is, his only job is seasonal work. He's a bartender at a heavy metal-themed bar in an island in Greece. So he takes a fucking ferry, and he goes from
Athens.
Was
that him riding by on the motorcycle?
Yeah, he heard me talking about him. He fucking... So he goes to this island, Ios, which is just like a party island. It's like a fucking, you know, I guess meatpacking was a fucking island. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's been fucking tourists since he was like, he can't speak English or any other language. And he's just fucked so many Australian women. So many Australians go there just on the beach, no condom, just fucking strangers he'll never see again. And they're just like, yeah, this is fun. Is what I want to do.
That's so unfair.
It's the context. That's the context women like will act like dudes. It's like, I'm on vacation.
That's why their economy is shit. That's why, like, you know, America is the greatest country in the world.
What's your theory? Too much undeserved pussy?
Well, you can't just be like a guy. You can't be that guy.
Yeah,
here? There's no guy in like Wildwood, New Jersey that's shit. Well, I guess there probably is,
but quality is much lower.
Is it's that guy. He comes over here for the summer.
It's his ancestors.
Do you ever go to Ocean City?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Everything is staffed by like Ukrainian women that are like either like, your option is sex traffic or cotton candy stand. That's the entire economy.
I don't think it's an option. I think if you're ugly, you're cotton candy stand.
No, the cuter ones are cotton candy stand. Ooh. If you're ugly, sex traffic.
Really?
I think so. I never bought prostitutes in Ocean City.
Neither have I.
I mean, is that like...
No, I haven't.
Is that like a place? But that eye roll is going to get picked up on the mic for sure. Yeah. It's going to make sense.
I had a great eye roll when I said neither have I.
He's doing... it's called physical comedy, folks. Yeah, slide whistles. This is a look into the world of joke structure, professional comedians.
That's right, bitch. Me and Nick will be teaching a seminar.
Yeah.
How about a
seminar? The Cum Boys seminar, dude. Boom!
Boom, we high-five.
Boom!
Anyway, yeah, the Cum Boys seminar. Sign up for it. It's $700, and we guarantee you'll be headlining by the end of it.
$420.69.
There he is. Damn, there he is.
Did you ever smoke out of a fucking volcano?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Those are great.
There was a guy I used to hang out with, and he would buy weed off this dude who was like... It was funny. He was like a Spencer's Gifts version of Walter White, because he like worked at like a bio. He was like a biochemical engineer, so he made good money. But then he also like sold all this fucking weed and had this like big cash flow. And he had.
I bet he never fucked any underage.
Yeah,
girls.
He's never had sex, dude. That was his. That's his secret. Is he never once had sex? Yeah, his apartment, he had like an extra room that he just turned into an aquarium.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was like a black light and then like, you know, just a bunch of fucking fish, which was like gay until you were high.
Right.
And then
you
go in there and it's like, I take all that stuff I said about your apartment being gay back, man.
Oh, imagine
being
stoned.
I've never met you before. Why are you criticizing my aquarium? But yeah, he had a volcano and I remember like looking up the price, you know, because like, I had never seen one before, whatever.
Right.
He's like, yeah, this is the volcano. This is like the best vaporizer, whatever.
Right.
And I remember looking him up, and there was a time when I'm pretty sure it was a volcano. Maybe it was another vaporizer, and I'm just confusing the two, but it was $420.
No. Yeah.
Is it a volcano?
Volcanoes used to be more. I don't know.
Well, there was one. There was one
that
cost $420.
Beautiful.
And it's like that. With other shit, like I'm buying the PlayStation, and I know it's not PlayStation dollars,
right?
You know, I don't know how much it fucking costs to make, so I assume, like, yeah, probably it should cost $400,
right?
But if you're able to price it at $420 just because it's like cool, then I feel like I'm being ripped off, right?
Right.
How do I know it couldn't just be $380?
What if it literally cost $420 and they were like, oh, fuck, no one's gonna believe it,
yeah.
And the boss is just like, look. I want it as low as possible while we still make a profit. And they're like, boss, it's 420.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's just, it's not a pothead in this scenario. It's some old guy.
Yeah.
He's the boss of Volcano. Let me see. Oh, Jesus Christ. Volcanoes cost like $600.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's inflation.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks for looking it up and ruining my story. Now everyone who listens to this is going to think I'm a fucking idiot. God damn it.
Yeah, I looked that up. I fact-checked Nick. And not only did I ruin his story, but I was also not really listening to him while he was telling it, so it really ruined any momentum.
This is a no fact-checking podcast.
I'm sorry. I fucked
You're
up.
You're never allowed to fact-check me on anything. You'll be banned from the show.
Fuck, man. No. Please.
You're fucking banned.
Please, dude.
How about a shout out to Tim Heckle?
Tim Heckle, the best.
Tim Heckle.
Trim Heckle.
Tim Heckle, the greatest open micer of all time.
The greatest open mic host I've ever seen in my life.
Ever, dude.
He ran the Sidebar open mic in Baltimore. That's where me and Nick first fell in love and started making out.
Yeah.
And Nick was a raging alcoholic.
What? I don't remember
he
that.
He would get blacked out and I would suck him off while he slept.
What?
But we would Sidebar open mic. It's still running, actually. Pretty good mic in Baltimore. But Tim Heckle was this dude who moved back to Baltimore, like, I don't know, to like have a life or something. He wasn't like doing anything in comedy up here. And he moved back to Baltimore like to figure shit out, I don't know, with his wife and shit. Now they're having like a nice, good life.
Yeah, nobody
somewhere.
Gives a shit about Tim Heckle. We're going too far into the Tim Heckle
okay,
story.
Well, go ahead then, buddy, you know?
He was a great guy.
He was a good guy, and he used to bully another comedian, Tim Unkenholz. Timmy fills them holes.
Yeah, Tim Unkenholz. So there was two Tims. Uncle Timmy.
Uncle Timmy.
And Trim Heckle.
Trim Heckle. Anyway, yeah, look them up. I guess there's no real point to this story except that he bullied Tim Unkenholz mercilessly, and he was a great guy.
Yeah. So you're a pot guy. What's your vaporizer of choice?
I love the Volcano.
Did you see that the FDA had just like made it so that all the e-cigs, all the vape rigs have to go through the same like screening process is new tobacco products.
Really?
Yeah. So like 97% of like the vape rigs on the market are going to disappear.
Holy shit. That's hilarious. So no more like fucking, you know, calculator looking things that are fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People, all those ones that let you like change the teachers. You change the channel on the TV while the teacher's trying to. Do you know anybody have one of those?
No.
Remote? Something like, I remember like when we would watch something in class. Like one or two times somebody had like a watch that was also like a universal TV.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Just to fuck with the teacher. And
that's a good bit.
That's hilarious.
Dude. Yeah.
Fucking with teachers is the best. Laser pointers.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
I'm on board. I'm for them. Yeah. I used to love laser pointers as a fucking little kid. I used to have a laser pointer with like attachments and shit. You can make it look like naked ladies.
Yeah, I actually had an idea for a product, and don't steal it. No one is allowed to steal my idea.
Go ahead.
This is a trademarked. It's copyright trademark.
Mm-hmm.
But you get it's a laser pointer, and it comes in a blister pack, and it comes with a tip. This is the Batman logo, right?
I'm listening.
Officially licensed.
Okay, so 100%
totally unauthorized Batman logo. But then it also comes with, okay, a little Batman costume for your cat.
That is actually awesome.
How good of an idea
is that, dude? That is really good.
So you can shine the bat signal at the wall, and then the cat chases the bat signal.
Damn.
You know how many fucking idiots would buy that?
That's actually incredible.
Yeah. But I can't. You'll never be able to do it. Yeah, because I waste all my money on podcasting equipment.
That's right. Well, this will pay for itself soon.
Yeah, this one's there's much less shit talk on this one. I'm happy with the way this one's going.
Yeah.
Time's going by pretty quickly. So, do you want to take a break? And then we'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back, and
let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, word from our sponsor,
beinggay.com.
Beinggay.com. It's actually my own website. Doing a little cross promotion with my website.
Make sure to subscribe to Nick's mailing list at beinggay.com.
Yeah, chatterbait.com/ powerbottom, the powerbottom comic. tip me, guys. I need those tokens. If you want to see me ass come, you got to send those tokens.
Bring. I do love watching those. Anyway.
Yeah, we're taking a break. We'll be back. Goodbye.
I'm Lieutenant Williams, a police officer attached to the juvenile division. I'm on my way to Monroe Junior High School to talk to a group of young people. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. He asked Jimmy if he played baseball in the park often. Jimmy told him they practiced 3 times a week and played a rival group on Friday afternoon. The stranger was a good listener, too, and it only seemed minutes before they pulled up in front of Jimmy's house. When Jimmy got out, the stranger gave him a friendly pat. Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time. Then during lunch, Ralph showed him some pornographic pictures. Jimmy knew he shouldn't be interested, but, well, he was curious. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick. A sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex. Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time. The decision is always yours, and your whole future may depend on making the right one. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal, and it may be too late when you discover he is mentally ill. So keep with your group, and don't go off alone with strangers unless you have the permission of your parent or teacher.
Back.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
You know how much money Tim Allen made off that noise?
So much.
I mean, also this, you know, the sitcom that he wrote too, but Home Improvement was the most successful sitcom of all time.
I'm fucking listening to you. I'm like, oh, really? Damn. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure he made...
He made plenty of
he
bank.
He probably made, like, yeah, $70 million. Or
damn.
A season.
A season.
Well, every season is 70 episodes. $1 million an episode. That show used to air every single day of the season.
Oh, hell yeah. I love
that
shit.
I don't think so, Tim.
Pamela Anderson was on that shit, wasn't she?
Yeah,
like
she
a
played
young
the wife.
Pam Ann.
She played the wife, Jill. Is Pam Anderson.
My favorite one was the scene on the boat where Tim Allen fucks her. But he's
yeah.
But he's
and he drives the boat with his dick.
That's right.
And remember, that's the only thing I remember from that Pam Anderson sex tape is
yeah, it's not very memorable.
Is, yeah, it's Tommy Lee pressing the buttons on the boat with his dick.
Doesn't he like press the honking?
Yeah,
on
he
the
like
horn
honks the horn and
with
it's
his
like,
cock.
You know, those are that's what I would do if I had a huge dick for like a day.
Right, you know? Right, like, right, right, right.
Not like if, you've had that giant dick
yeah,
your entire
if
life.
You, if it was like a big situation where you yeah, wish yeah, to have yeah. a big dick, your yeah, first yeah.
right,
your first
right.
day, you're snocking shit over.
Yeah,
you're fucking,
right, knocking lightning bugs off the kitchen yeah. counter with it.
Playing pogs. Fucking wiffle ball.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah,
with your hard
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, slamming pogs with your dick. You guys remember pogs?
Y'all,
shout out to the 90s, huh? How about that?
Dude.
What a decade.
Tell me about it. Battletoads.
What a time to be alive. Battletoad, Double Dragon.
Same game, basically, right?
Yeah, they were bundled together. I don't know. I never played fucking Battletoads. I didn't have, like, a Super Nintendo
no?
or a Genesis.
What'd you have?
I didn't have anything. I went over to my friend's house, and he had it. And, like, he would play by himself, and then his mom would, like, yell downstairs. She's like, Adam, are you letting Nick play? He was, like, South African. I can't do the voice. That's why she became a British nanny. But
she wait, he
and
wouldn't
be like,
let
be
you
like, say yes. Well, there would always be one-player games.
Oh, I
and
see.
And it's
I
like,
see.
I'm not going to fucking make... I mean, it was fine watching. I just liked...
Yeah, having
you know,
a friend. You fucking
yeah, I
loser.
Just liked having a friend. No one else
bitch.
Would hang
out
with me.
Damn, Mullen's childhood was sad.
Yeah. Bitch. Shut up, man.
I had plenty of friends.
Fucking... My mom was my friend. We would hang out. You know, she would yell at me for looking at her sewing machine.
Yell at you for looking at it, huh?
Dude, how funny is... Oh, initially, we were going to talk about Tom Myers.
Oh, yes. The king.
Tom Myers is the greatest comedian of all time.
My favorite stand-up comedian.
If you want to know more about Tom Myers, go to YouTube and type in Ed Schrader Show. And that's S-H-R-A-D-E-R, Tom Myers. And Tom was a guest on Ed's, like, a surreal talk show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's funny. So the setup is it's supposed to be like an... It's supposed to have this, like, weird...
It's a troll talk show,
it's
basically.
Yeah, it's a troll. It's like a hipster, ironic talk show.
Right.
So to the extent that even the announcer for the show is some guy that's like, and you're next, girl. Like, he's doing a dumb voice. Like, everything's supposed to be bad. And they got the best comedian you could for an ironic talk show.
Absolutely.
Which is Tom Myers, who
the king,
looks
baby.
Like Steve Buscemi, dresses like Bill Hicks. You know what's funny about Tom Myers is Tom Myers had that hairline and had the solution to that hairline, which is that weird comb-over thing that he does at, like, age 21. When I met him,
yeah.
I was, like, 16. He was 16 or 17. And I'm like, oh, this guy's in his, like, late 30s.
Absolutely. He looks 15 years older than he is.
Yeah, and he was, like, 21. But I got on the Tom Myers tangent, because you remember at his album recording, he did
yes.
that joke about, like, he just slid it in there that his parents already have a grave for him.
Yeah, they bought a grave for him,
a grave
plot.
For their son next to theirs, so, because he lives with his parents.
Yeah.
He lives with his parents, calls Little League Baseball, and works at 7-Eleven.
He was the chairman of the Harford County Young Democrats until he literally aged out of it. They were like, you're too fucking old.
Yeah.
So then he like, oh man, he is so
did he
good.
Come back from, he retired from comedy for
no, did he? I don't think so.
Yeah.
You should check it out, guys. Seriously, Tom Myers. We were present, both Nick and myself were present for the recording of, I believe it was something like Pitchforks, and he has some really strong imagery. Another,
yeah.
He had an album called Words of Mass Destruction.
Words of Mass Destruction, dude. Scathing criticism of the Iraq War and pot. Pot as in marijuana, which he calls pot.
Bong hit transplant.
Bong hit transplant.
That's by the way, bong hit transplant is the punchline to a joke. Go find it. You'll really enjoy it when you figure it out. It will make a lot of sense.
It really should be the punchline to every joke. Yeah, once you get a bong hit transplant.
What the fuck is even a bong hit transplant?
It's like he's like pretending like he knows what weed is, but also pretending like he knows what like
what medicine operations are. But yeah, Tom's a great guy, though. Good guy.
Yeah.
I do like him, personally.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, I feel like it's not bullying because Tom is immune to bullying.
Yeah.
He's so delusional that he can't, like, he can't even process. Do you remember when Joe Robinson used to go on the radio and make fun of Tom on the
radio?
Yeah,
which that is bullshit.
Yeah, well, Joe's an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe got into it with Tom Arnold a couple weeks
Hilarious.
Ago.
Hilarious, yeah.
Which, both of those guys.
Yeah. Imagine that green room.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't allowed in the green room. That's right. How it started. Tom Arnold closes the green room door and I wasn't allowed in there. Yeah, he's Tom Arnold, Joe.
Yeah, just you're fucking working at a comedy club. Of course some people are going to be weird.
Yeah.
Just fucking take it.
Yeah.
Although Eddie Griffin did warn me that Obama was going to make us all zombies, or there was going to be a chip or something like that. Crazy, though. That was 3 years ago and he said it was going to be the next year and it still hasn't happened, but you know how the government is.
Well, I know how Eddie Griffith is. He's always right.
Yeah, that's right.
Every
baby.
Time. Name one thing he's predicted that he's been wrong about.
You're right.
You
read your book.
That is such a funny story. Tell it. Tell it for
he was, everyone. This was like years ago. I was opening for Eddie Griffin, and he would go really long. He would do like 3 hours. He would literally do on the late shows 3 hours when he's supposed to do an hour. So people were there. It was like, you're delirious. And he's closing his set. And right before the set, it was, fuck, what was the exact? He starts quoting scripture. And he just starts saying, like, from the Bible. And he just starts saying, like, he quotes something. And then his interpretation of it is that, like, fuck, what? I'm butchering this. It was like, something like zombies are going to come back or... What, do you remember what the fucking... What it was?
No, this is your story. I didn't think you would fuck it up.
I fucked it up horribly. I bungled it big time. All right, let me take it again. All right.
Oh, now I have to edit that out? You're assuming this is like a professional operation where I've got like a tape delay?
I don't remember.
I have some intern that's... How does it... Every podcast has like an intern that got too many piercings.
I don't know, but we should get one.
Yeah. So I want it just so we have the guy like, come on, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy that doesn't get a microphone. That
we should yell
shit
at someone.
On.
We should pretend someone's here.
Richie, you fucking idiot.
That's good. Richie's a good one.
Richie's a good. Richie's 32 years old. Looks like he's 17. He's on. He looks like he's always on his way to Warp Tour. That's every podcast intern.
That
is a Warp
true.
Because
they're all audio people.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
They're trying to be Skrillex.
Exactly.
And they wound up producing podcasts.
But Eddie Griffin is saying, like, Eddie Griffin is taking forever, and he starts quoting scripture, and then he says that, like, oh, it was because we allowed gay marriage or something that we were going to start, and he quotes some scripture that says, because of gay marriage, people were going to be zombies. That it was like, the undead shall come back from the dead in the time of sins. And his interpretation, and just some old black... This is insane. You know what I mean? Just insane shit. And some old black woman in the crowd starts clapping and going, read your book. like it's fucking... Like, that is true. Like, what he said was in the Bible. Like, I don't even think what he was talking about was even remotely in there. And she was just like, read your book. It's like Saturday at 2 a.m. It was one of the most hilarious. And I'm sitting there just waiting to fucking close the show. He said some other great stuff. It's been so long, I forgot it. But really good stuff about a chip. And
who's the worst comic you've worked with?
Like, worst personally or worst, like...
Like, who's the shittiest comic you've worked with? You don't have to name names. You can just describe their act and, you know, what they look like and what credits they might have. And then we can put it together.
I don't know. I mean, I used to open for a lot of... I mean, when you're starting out, you just open for a lot of shitty local headliners. But
yeah.
In terms of, like, national headliners, I've gotten some good... I've had some fun. I mean, there's some people who just like do their same act from like fucking.
That was going to be my answer, that everyone I worked with has been great. And I appreciate the opportunities.
No, I everyone, I worked with one guy who just kept, he was doing his same hour from like, you know, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was just like.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Huh?
That's fine. You don't need to write new stuff. If it's gold.
Yeah, as if it's gold, if it's if gold
it,
stories
if it
about.
Plays, it stays, folks. That's comedy rule number three.
And which is whatever, like honestly, whatever. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But he was like shitting on me for doing the same feature set every time.
What the fuck?
I swear to God, he was like, oh, same stuff. I would come off stage, he'd be like, oh, nice, same act, huh? And I was like, I've heard this. I remember this act from when I was in fucking middle school, and you're going to shit on me? I think he was probably just like an insecure piece of shit.
I remember one time, one of those guys that Irwin booked for, remember EJ's?
Hell yes, baby. EJ's Landing.
Dude, it's EJ's Landing.
First open mic I ever did was at EJ's Landing, a seafood restaurant in College Park.
I used to run the mic across the street at College Park beforehand, and then I would go with Jordan Owens.
Oh, yes.
So he could do karaoke at EJ's Landing. And so EJ's Landing is like a nautical themed bar in the
now it's the Varsity Lounge, by the way.
Oh, is
it's
it
gone? Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, it used to be a nautical themed bar in the lobby of what at the time was the Best Western, and then they lost their franchise, and then it was a Clarion.
I think it's a Clarion still.
No,
really?
They lost a Clarion, and then they just had like a tarp over the logo that was like the College Park Hotel or something like that. They just didn't have like I don't know. The laptop's dying, but yeah. So Irwin took that room and started booking people there, like bringing in headliners, and he brought in this fucking hypnotist. From Cleveland.
Yes.
Who drove there in his, like, 92 Civic, you know, all the way from Cleveland to headline the karaoke bar. And
I mean, no one would ever be at those shows, too.
Yeah, no one. No
Irwin
one at all.
Charged, like, $10 a head.
Yeah, yeah. It was, so the audience is me, Jordan, and then, like, this guy and his fucking fiance or something. So there's four of us there. And the hypnotist goes on stage, and he's like, I'm the amazing fucking dickhead, or whatever his name is. And he's like, I need four volunteers from the audience. Yeah, can I get four volunteers? So, you know, Irwin's like looking around. He's like, come on, everybody. Why, get up on the stage, everybody.
Irwin, for everyone who doesn't know, is a
morbidly obese. He looks like he's like a he likes to compare himself to Ron Jeremy. He's like, I look like Ron Jeremy, which like once you take away the dick, that's an insult.
That's horrible. Yeah.
You don't want to look
Ron
like
Ron Jeremy looks terrible, but he looks like a fatter Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. You look a fatter fucking Super Mario Ron Jeremy looking dude.
Right.
And so he's like, somebody get on the stage. And so we
which the stage, by the way, there's no stage.
Yeah,
it's the front of the karaoke bar. Yeah.
They just turn some of the chairs around to face. So we're sitting there, and it's like he's like a hypnotist, and he's going through all these like motions. You know, he's like, now I want you to breathe in, breathe out, close your eyes. And we're all sitting there, and he's got like some stupid music playing, and he's giving you commands, but they're like preparation commands. They're like, you know, it's almost like you're sitting in like a yoga studio. He's like, lean back, now lean forward, or whatever. And he goes on. He does.
So you're doing it, right? Is everyone
yeah, you're
going
doing
up?
It. You're like, yeah, we're all on stage.
Okay.
Yeah,
so there's no one in the audience right now.
No. Halfway through this, like two like black dudes came in and sat down, and so we're on stage. He's like doing all this, like, you know, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, and then eventually he goes like in sleep, and he like pushes your head down, and then that's when you realize like, oh, I'm supposed to be hypnotized now, and I'm not, and like, you know, he's like, now you cluck like a chicken or whatever, but you've already been listening to him tell you to do things, and then you realize like I'm supposed to be hypnotized, and you're like, cock-a-doodle-doo. You know, because you know, like, you don't want to like ruin this guy's fucking.
Do you think anyone was hypnotized?
The girl was,
really,
and I had to like reach down her shirt at one point. He like made me sexually assault her.
Jeez.
As part of the hypnotism, which I was fine with.
Yeah. It's not, part of the act.
It's not illegal if it's, you know.
Under hypnosis. Your Honor. Your Honor, I was under hypnosis when I sucked off that 7-year-old kid. You're just wearing a fucking, you just wrap your head in like a swami's hat or whatever the fuck.
Well, it goes to show you that the only way to be hypnotized is if you're asking for it.
That's right.
You got to be somebody that weak-minded. Wants it to happen. Yeah, a weak-minded imbecile.
That's right.
So do you want to plug stuff?
Yeah, I'd love to plug. Guys, I have the number one erotic men's Instagram account, plus-size men's Instagram account. It's at StavyBaby on Instagram. Please, STAVVY baby, please follow it. I'm fucking naked in every picture, and I'm really trying to go viral as hell, so... Please share and like and subscribe.
Fucked up that you're allowed to be a nude man on Instagram, but you're not allowed to see a woman's breasts or a pussy.
I agree.
The bravest thing you can do as a woman is to put pictures of your vagina on Instagram. But you just keep doing it until they ban you. Make a new account, post your titties, your pussy.
Or just DM us.
That's what Harriet Tubman would have done. Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Susan B. Anthony.
That's right.
They all would have been nude on Instagram.
Aunt Jemima.
Man, have you seen the original Aunt Jemima?
No.
Oh, my God. The computer just died, so I can't look it up, but racist. Dude.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Just big red lips, probably.
Oh, she wasn't a cartoon. It was an actual human being.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Like a just total, like, mammy character.
Totally, yeah. Well, imagine, dude, what's acceptable now? Imagine what people thought was okay in the 50s.
You know what's fucking hilarious? And don't fact check me on this because I can't remember the details either, but it's something pretty bad where, like, there was the... Sorry. sorry if anyone heard me clicking my pen.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah. Nice, dude.
I farted, but it probably didn't get picked up.
Yeah, all right. we'll figure out all this in post. We'll add the fart noises in post.
Go ahead.
Uncle Ben's, dude. Ben's rice. Yeah. So Uncle Ben was like supposed to be like a slave. That was like the story behind Uncle Ben, who, like, I don't know, escaped to San Francisco to make pasta roni or something.
Yeah. Ben's rice, the San Francisco treat.
Yeah, yeah. Uncle Ben's rice. He used to be a slave. Ding ding in the trolley. No, the story was he was like a slave. And then they finally, like, changed the story, but in, like, 2009.
Jesus Christ.
They, like, waited a very long time. There was just some old man that, like, ran Uncle Ben's. They're like, he's a slave. People won't eat the rice unless they know he's a slave. That's a part of the brand. It's the story. It would be so disrespectful to instant rice.
To history.
To history. If we change the slave backstory of Uncle Ben's. So there used to be a place in Philly called Chink's Steaks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, that's got to be somebody just fucked up, you know?
Well, it was just a guy. It was just like some Italian guy who had like small eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's literally, and I'm not even being funny, that's the story.
He looked sleepy. That's what the description was on the website. And then they finally changed the name to like Joe's or something in like 2012.
Yeah. It was like a big fight.
Yeah.
Which goes to show you can be a little more racist towards Asians and no one really.
Yeah. Well, how funny is it that they changed Chink's Steaks before the Redskins?
Yeah.
that they got the Chink, they got the Chink Joe before they got the Dan Snyder.
Yeah, I wonder how long that's going to keep going.
Forever. As long as Dan Snyder's the owner, he's not going to change the name.
That's crazy.
Is it though?
Yeah.
I mean, he made it clear he's not changing the name.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, I got no take on this, but I just think it's fucked up. I don't have anything funny, but...
Is Braves offense? Does anyone give a shit about the Braves?
Braves is, I guess, okay. I don't know.
Well, they don't have Braves. There's no racist logo.
Like the Cleveland Indians, it's like...
That one's bad.
That one is fucking... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Chief Wahoo. First of all, the name sounds like a fucking slur.
Yeah, right.
Chief Wahoo. Yeah. Ooh, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah. It's not even the sound they make. What's up with, and you won't like this, but like... What's up with, you know, like, do I guess white people do have like noises they make?
Like what?
The Scottish heads, the rebel yell. Is that like the rebel? No one knows what it sounds like, but like
the Scott rebel yell, isn't that some fucking
Yeah, the Confederates. But I thought it was like Scottish Confederates. The South was like mostly Scottish, wasn't it?
I don't fucking know.
It was all like fucking just Scottish trash.
Yeah, who were just mad that like if slavery stopped, there would be they'd be equal with black people. Like there was no one lower than them. There was probably like so much white trash that was just like, oh no, we can't free slaves.
Well,
white
trash didn't exist until after slavery ended, and then they were like, we need to find a way to pit these people against each other.
Right, right, right.
And then we're gonna start calling poor whites white trash, and then they're like, no, I gotta be better somehow.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it with bumper stickers.
Don't fact check us, folks, baby.
Yeah, please do not fact check any of this.
This
show
is a no fact check podcast.
That's, you can't actually, if you want to like write jokes, you can't actually know the details of anything.
Fuck no.
Because you know what's funny? I've for like 3 years, occasionally I would be doing feature sets, and I used to do this bit about Homeward Bound, the movie Homeward Bound. And the bit was like, everybody loved those movies, but like the premise is what? That these people move and they forget their pets? Why would you forever forget your pet? And, you know, it was like one of
those.
It was a shitty bit, but
right.
Like it would do well, and it took like years before someone's like, you know, that's not the plot of Homeward Bound, right? I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, they just go on vacation and the pets think they were left behind.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, whatever, I'm gonna keep doing a bit. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's how little I give a shit about my craft.
Ah, who cares? You're fine.
Yeah.
Well, you're just taking down Homeward Bound. It's not like it's fucking your opus.
Yeah. I used to have a Angels in the Outfield joke.
Oh, yeah, that's a good joke.
Yeah, but I'm like terrified that I got the details of that movie wrong.
Nah.
I don't think I did.
I think that joke is good. Yeah.
I think I got it right. Right. The story is this kid's, he's a son of like a dad, and there's no mom. And the dad at like age 12 is like, I'm putting you in foster care.
Yeah, I think that's right.
He puts the son in foster care so he can ride his motorcycle. That's the reason. He wants to go up north to ride his motorcycle. And the son is like, Dad, are we ever going to be? Which, by the way, I don't think you can put your 12-year-old
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
yeah. You'd be like, I don't know how I'm going to handle this.
All right, yeah. We'll take him.
He's got his own keys to the apartment, yeah. But I don't know how to raise a baby. But yeah, no, he says to his dad, I don't want to just do the bit. We should wrap it here. I think this is like, that's okay,
yeah, do the
for
bit.
Our first episode. We can do the bit. No, this is not going to be a bit doing show, dude.
You're right.
This is going to be non-fact checking.
Just two buds getting fucking sucked off. We've been getting sucked off this whole time, by the way. That's the other part
by
of the podcast.
Each other. That's why the acoustics are so good.
Our dicks are the microphones.
Yeah. So this is, we'll be doing one of these every single day.
Yep.
Until,
twice a day.
Yeah, until one of them sounds good enough to actually put online.
We just, so these are in a vault somewhere. We never even fucking.
My private collection.
You're the prince of podcasting.
Yeah, prince of podcasts. But that should do it. That's like
45
minutes. Nobody's going to listen.
Thank you for checking into Cumtown.
Cumtown. Every week. For at least probably 2 weeks.
Two
or 3 weeks before I have to sell the podcasting equipment.
To make rent.
To pay the Chinese people I owe money to. All right, thanks, folks.
Take her easy.
do you think? Should we put the kids on the moon?